The employment economy continued to move along, adding a respectable number of new jobs, and the unemployment rate dropped in June, but perhaps for the wrong reasons. Hello, this is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net reporting on June 2015 U.S. employment trends. The Current Population Survey, or CPS, but commonly known as the Household Survey, reported the June unemployment rate moved definitively down to 5.3% from the previous month's 5.5%. But the decline in June's unemployment rate, although a positive development, is because of some not-so-good movements with its underlying components. That's because the labor force contracted by more than 430,000, and the number of employed persons declined by almost 60,000. But the unemployment rate dropped because there were also 375,000 fewer unemployed persons, and those not in the labor force increased by 640,000. In other words, despite fewer employed people, the labor force contracted by many more, and there were also a lot less unemployed persons, so the unemployment rate declined. The results from the Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Job Survey or Report, showed that the total number of jobs was up 223,000 in June, which was not quite as good as the previous month when the economy generated 250,000 new jobs. The private goods-producing sector grew by only 1,000 jobs in June after increasing by 4,000 in May and 16,000 in April. Apparently, the construction sector does not need any more workers since it was as flat as a thin piece of plywood with zero job growth in June after adding 15,000 in May and 30,000 in April. Manufacturers trudged along with 4,000 more jobs in June after adding 7,000 in May after a flat performance in April. The declines in mining and logging continued but moderated with a decrease of only 3,000 in June after descending by 18,000 in May and losing 14,000 in April. The picture in the private service providing sector was more interesting with a gain of 222,000 jobs in June. This sector grew by 246,000 in May and only 173,000 in April. Hiring in the retail trade sector continued to pick up with the addition of almost 33,000 jobs in June after adding a little more than 26,000 in May and almost 11,000 in April. The professional and business services sector added 64,000 more jobs in June. That was weaker than May's higher revised growth of 74,000, but in line with April's gain of 66,000. New job creation in computer systems, design, and related services apparently got bogged down with only 4,400 more jobs in June after computing 10,500 new jobs in May. The education and health services sector added a total of 50,000 jobs in June, with the sector's highly seasonal educational services subsector declining by 2,400. Home health care services was up by 5,300 in June, which was not as healthy than the 7,500 it added in May. Party continued but slowed a bit in the leisure and hospitality sector with 22,000 more jobs in June after growing by 54,000 in May. There was no change in the total number of government jobs. Federal government jobs were flat, state government was down by 3,000, and local government was up by 3,000. In June, the 2,914,700 temporary help services jobs were a result of growth of 19,800 jobs, which was improved sequential growth of 0.7% and 5.7% year-on-year growth. As the growth in the number of temporary help services jobs continues along a fairly steady trend, it's starting to look like the declines earlier this year were simply the result of abnormal growth in November and December of 2014. Note how the growth trend would have been if the level at October 2014 went directly to February 2015. And temporary help services market share, that is, its portion of all jobs, jumped to 2.05% in June, which was a 0.0107 percentage point rise, a relatively large jump from May's 2.04%. June's 2.05% market share, bringing it out a few decimal points, it was actually 2.0549, is the highest it's ever been, which was the same statement we said about this metric last month. Although the drop in the unemployment rate is welcome news, the reason it declined, essentially a shrinking labor force, is not necessarily a positive long-term development for the economy. But it can be good news for the staffing sector, which put in a solid performance in June, as businesses need more assistance in locating good and qualified staff. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data and analysis we provide. A fully interactive video version of this report with the ability to replay selected portions and view charts and tables in detail can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.